This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And really, truly, get involved in the conversation. If you don't want to hear your voice, like some of you always say to me, you know, I don't want to hear your voice, I don't want to hear my voice, whatever, whatever, whatever. Right, then just send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And otherwise, I don't know what to tell you. You got to get involved somehow. You can hop up in the chat room. You'll find that on therealside.com. If you don't want to go there, the other thing you could do is you could head over to, come on, Messina, you knew that when you came in here. Facebook. Get a live feed on Facebook. And it also has a, I call it a chat room. Everybody else tells me it's a live feed. There's a big difference between the two, apparently. So I do appreciate the time that you spend there, too. And making comments there as well, if that seems to be where you, you know, the kind of thing you want to do. Anyway, you know, I've been watching the little clips from the MSNBC, CNNs, and all of that. And they're not ones that everybody's going to look at and really give some heavy thought to. All right? When Trump comes out and says, and you've been watching it happen for about 3 months now, 2 months, 3 months now. So when Trump came out and quote-unquote saved the carrier jobs, right, he saved about 1,200 jobs total, technically. Now, there was more than that, and they started complaining there were other jobs that didn't come back, that were going to come back, and he really didn't do anything good. He gave them some tax breaks he shouldn't have given them. I mean, we just kept hearing this kind of thing. And I was thinking, even then, back then, I was thinking, there's nothing this guy's going to do to make them happy. I mean, he could save an animal from extinction, and they wouldn't care. He could bring back the dinosaurs. They wouldn't give any credit for it. It was something that Mr. Obama had in the works to begin with anyhow. Because that's what you're hearing now about stuff. What you're hearing is so on the carrier thing, it recently came out that Obama had been working that out with them. He had been working out a way for them to keep jobs here. Trump just got on the tail end of it. When we found out that there was going to be actually hundreds of millions of dollars saved on Air Force One and Two, at first, it was no big deal because that really, $4 billion was an exaggerated number, and it really was going to be that. They're really, you know, I don't know what it was, $326 million each. Well, when you talk about the basics, the basic plane with nothing in it, maybe. But, you know, when I started reading that article and looking at other stories on it, unlike everywhere else, they charge you to design the plane. They charge you an architect's fee to work out everything that's needed to be done. Then the Pentagon has to come in, the military has to come in. They have to help design parts of the plane and what have you. All right, and with Boeing, whatever they're tacking on to this thing, you know, you're looking, he was right, you're looking at almost $4 billion for these two planes. So what's he do? He gets the price down. And the Obama leftovers keep saying, well, it really wasn't going to be that high anyhow. So at first it was, no, he wasn't. And now it is, okay, yes, he did. And now we're coming into the, you know, Trump's plan to defeat ISIS. And I don't know if any of you have caught this. He's talked about this. Not in detail, because he keeps saying the same thing. I'm not telling you what we're going to do. And the press is, like, livid. These guys really don't get it. You know that? They really have no clue how warfare works. And thank God they weren't around during the revolution, because I was going to say we'd all be speaking English, but we do that anyhow. We'd be under British rule right now. The Queen would be the head of you know, of our country, because the press would have printed everything so they knew how to move, where to move, and when. And Obama and Joe Biden would have had no problem giving that information out. Come on, this is just basic stuff I'm running through. So Trump's plan now, apparently, you guys got to pop an eyeball on this one. It's an ISIS plan. It was never really, technically it was never really Trump's plan to begin with. It was always what President Obama had in mind. Now, I don't even have to go into detail on the report to say to you, how can that be? When Mr. Obama's plan, actually here, I'm going to give you all, what do they call that? When you have a mantra that you say over and over and over again to make you feel better? I want everybody to do this with me, okay?
Affirmation.
There you go. We're going to do an affirmation on TV. And I usually don't do this kind of stuff, but it actually made me feel better at times. So we're going to have a little affirmation moment here. It'll help me get through this story because I'm really having a hard time with it. I want you to close your... Well, not if you're driving. Don't close your eyes. But close your eyes and clear your head. And I want you to say these words after me. Or with me if you'd like. Ex-President Obama. Okay, just breathe deep. Ex-President Obama. Let it out. Just let all that nasty stuff out that you've been holding in all this time. Doesn't that make you feel better? It makes me feel better. I'm loving it. So we've got ex-President Obama, whose plan to defeat ISIS was to drop leaflets a couple days ahead of time to tell people who weren't involved in ISIS to get out of there. Because we were going to bomb the place, or we were going to come in there, you know, with equipment or what have you. That was his plan to beat ISIS in certain regions. I'll give you some more of his plans when we come back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. If you're listening to Real Side, during the break, remember, ex-President Obama. Just keep saying it over and over and over again. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty Health Share for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty Health Share can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You are some messed up white people.
We are back. Well, this is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Give me a call. Tell me where I went wrong. Seriously. And again, it is always, always, always a pleasure to have you joining me and be with me and interact with me, too. The phones are now up. They've been turned on. They're now running. Anyway, always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. I want to get back to... we got to give this thing a name. You know, because Oblamo doesn't want to take, he doesn't want to take the blame or the fault for anything. For 5 years and longer, actually. I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt, which I shouldn't. But for 5+ years, what did we hear? We always heard it was the Bush mess. It was the Bush issue. It was a Bush problem. Right? I mean, seriously, think about it. And even when he was on the, what was he, stumping for years that that he took care of the, the war in Iraq was over. It was done. Right, remember that? And then when it flared up and it blew up and we were actually still there, he's like, and again, I'm paraphrasing. He's like, you treat this like this is my fault. And you know, that's how he did that. You're treating this like it's me, like I had control over this thing. Well, you were El Presidente, buddy. But yes, you did have control over it. So let's get back to the ISIS thing, right? So now what they're trying to do is they're trying to give Obama credit for the plan that Trump has put on the table when it comes to defeating ISIS. And I'm sitting there thinking, how? What plan did he have to defeat ISIS? Move them all here so we knew where they were? I mean, I don't know what was the plan? Because, look, I'm the lowest guy in the totem pole. I don't know what the plan is, but I got news for you. The generals and other military people we've had on, they don't know what the plan is either. And how could they know what the plan to defeat ISIS is when President Trump won't tell anybody? Another leak? You know what I'm saying? So this is a real joke. It's exactly what the loons do. So I started to tell you before the break. He actually, I don't know if some of you guys remember this, but he was actually dropping leaflets. Right? Think about it. He was actually dropping leaflets in the areas they were going to bomb the day before so the innocent people would get out. And then when he had a chance to bomb the oil convoys, massive oil trucks, he didn't want to do it because he wasn't sure, he couldn't be assured that the drivers of the oil trucks were or weren't ISIS fighters. So until now, we can't vet them. We couldn't vet them in Syria, but we'll take them in as refugees, though. That's okay. I mean, you see how nuts this is getting? So anyhow, the way he's going to defeat ISIS is by letting them know we're coming, telling them that we're coming by air, basically. Right, so he drops leaflets, and the leaflets tell people to get out, and I told you this already, tell people to get out of town, because we're going to be bombing the place the next day, or droning it, or whatever they do nowadays. So they're coming from air, and they're coming the next day. Anybody home? I mean, think about this. Anybody home? It's just asinine. And this goes on and on with him. He's so afraid of collateral damage, he strictly wants to use drones for most everything. He still killed many innocent people. For the president that was going to end war, 8 years of war with him, because he wouldn't do the steps that you needed to do to finish it. Whether you guys like him or not, or like it or not, President Trump is going to his people and saying, do what you need to do. Get this thing. Give me a plan, and let's make sure we can carry it out. Let's make sure that we can get it done. But think about something. This virus has had 8 years plus to take root. Right, this virus is this JV team have had years of practice to get better, so they can keep killing innocent people. Because we never really did anything to stop them. Even the generals say that. Even the military men say that. We spent so much time trying to turn the military into a gender neutral service. I mean, think about where do these loons? Why is it? Right off the top, think of California. Think of some of the states that are heavy Democrat. The laws they pass, the laws they work on, constantly have to do with some kind of gender identity. Then we get a president that gets into office. And the military, which has never been gender-specific in any way. I know some of you are going to write me emails. Really? Women couldn't fight combat. Men couldn't do this. And women could only do that. you know, like, get over yourselves. They do that for a reason. They did that for a reason. I mean, seriously. Can some woman pull it off? Probably. But just think of the makeup. Think of the makeup of your body. Think of what your body can handle and can't handle as women. There is a difference. There is a difference between the two. Get over yourselves. Anyway, I'm sorry. Anyhow. So Trump's plan, apparently, has been leaked. Although none of us know what it is, to take out ISIS. But apparently some of the news sources, or the unnews sources, know what it is. And they say it's Obama's plan. So I guess this plan that we don't know about that's been leaked, Mr. Trump is going to take out ISIS by dropping leaflets. Well, it does if you rub the paper the wrong way across your finger. Very painful. For days on end. That's it. They're going to be out in the middle of no man's land. They'll cut their finger. They'll get an infection because there's no medical care out there. And they'll die from an infection. And see how ridiculous this is? This is stupid. And as far as the leaks go, here's how you do the leaks. Because you have to have a clue as to where they're coming from. I don't believe there's no clues. So instead of going up and checking phones, what you do is you go up on the floor where it's happening. And you get up on, I mean this really, you get a milk carton, soapbox, whatever you need to do. Okay, people, here's the deal. We had a leak today. If I don't know who sent that leak by tomorrow, and I don't care who tells me, everybody's gone at noon, okay? Got it? Fired. Gone. See you later. That simple. All right? You're going to have dents in your door from people knocking it down to tell you who sent it. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove, but I can't see the stove.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, how many of you, there's a delay, I don't know how fast I can get this answer, but how many of you think that Trump's comments last week, really, you knew exactly what he was talking about when he said that, you know, that the news were our enemies. Did you know that he wasn't talking about everybody, every news source in every way? Did you? Because I did. I mean, it was very it was very easy to understand. You've got to go out of your way. You'd have to actually hire somebody to help you not understand that. And I believe that that's what they did to a big degree. Right? It doesn't matter what's said or how it's said. Right? They're going to pound on Trump 24/7. Can you imagine? Yeah, I was just going to say it. Can you imagine us white people doing that to Mr. Obama? To ex-President Obama? Is it okay for me to put that emphasis on that? Okay, thank you. I like it myself. Yeah, right. There you go. Yeah, you don't ever know with his people. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they got people everywhere. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But, again, I don't want to know Trump's plan to get ISIS. You know what I want to know? I want him to come up on TV someday and say, we've got a new lake. It's over near Iraq and Syria. And, you know, it's really too bad, but about 40,000 ISIS fighters have drowned in the lake. Terrible thing. Terrible thing. So the New York Times is promoting lies again. You know, what was really funny this week is I was watching the news sources go out there. I was watching these fake news sources talk about what was happening at CPAC, and I was there. And I'm looking at it going, wait a minute, I'm sitting here. I don't see any of that. That's not going on in front of my eyes or where I'm standing, and I'm here. So on Friday, the New York Times published a piece titled Trump's Blistering Speech at CPAC. Right? And I don't know what it was, 18 minutes, 16? We were all trying to figure out how long we were going to be locked in the room, which is why I wouldn't go in. And they didn't care if you were dying. You weren't getting out. You were just going to die in a place. In an article, the New York Times intentionally tried to mislead readers and cause chaos and panic by lying about what President Trump said during his CPAC speech. His speech also included a promise to throw undocumented immigrants the hell out of the country. That's according to New York Times. And a recitation of his law and order campaign promises. Now, what's funny about all of this is it's not what he said at all. And when you're there listening, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, I know I'm getting a little up there in age, you know what I'm saying? So I figured, maybe I didn't get this. Maybe I didn't understand it. Come on, really? I hate computers. Now, his speech included, or his comments were, that we needed to get the illegals, the ones that were committing felonies, we needed to get them the hell out of here. Why is that so hard to understand? Mr. Bannon, the former Breitbart chief executive, who's had a hand in nearly every scripted public Trump utterance, had expressed a similar sentiment at the conference the day before, and he was on it. I think they should let Bannon out more often. I think he should make the Sunday rounds on a regular basis. Because he doesn't hold back either, but he seems to be able to use the words a little better than Mr. Trump does. Now, Mr. Brandon, the former Breitbart chief executive who has a hand in nearly every scripted public Trump utterance, had expressed a similar sentiment at the conference the day before. If you think they're going to give you your country back without a fight, you are... Now, he said, sadly mistaken, I'm going to say you're out of your mind. And, you know, somebody asked me earlier, what good is it going to do for the pro-Trump or to have pro-Trump rallies? Well, first of all, if you stay away from violence, they're going to do a lot. They'll do a lot more than you think. But you need to be out. You cannot let them go unchecked. You can't, you know, and again, these jokers who say that these town hall things, that these, I don't even know what to call them. But the town halls are not infiltrated by paid people. It's a bunch of malarkey, as Joe would say. We see it. We see the ads in Craigslist. We had somebody on the show that talked about it. If you search Facebook and other places, you'll find out where they're having training classes on how to do this. On how to throw chairs around to get their attention. How to scatter throughout the room. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. How to scatter throughout the room so you can have a bigger effect, more of a, you know, you'll have more, we'll put it that way. More space, more influence, whatever it is. So it's really nuts that we're letting them get away with this. This is why we need to be there. We need to be with them. Okay. So what Trump actually said in the speech... I didn't want to read this thing word for word. So what they claimed he said was a promise to throw out undocumented immigrants the hell out of the country and a recitation of the law and order campaign promises, blah, 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 blah. What he actually said was, we are also going to save countless American lives. As we speak today, immigration officers are finding the gang members, the drug dealers, and the criminal aliens, and throwing them the hell out of the country. Now, I don't know about you. I'm not really good with the English language. But that sounds like two different speeches to me. And I was there. I will tell you the second one is what he said, not the first. And anybody who has a problem with people here illegally that are gang members, drug dealers, and criminal aliens, maybe you need to move to wherever we send them to and coddle them back to reality. Maybe you could help save them. But I wasn't joking with what I said earlier. See, I'm okay with the Democrats bringing immigrants. Hopefully, you know, that would be great if they were legal having them taken out of there. Remember when during the sequester, sequestration, and President, then President, ex-President Obama, what I loved about him was He was sitting in the tent. Now, the vets are trying to get to the, monuments, right? And he can't be bothered helping them. It took Republican congressmen to go down, and if you recall, helping the vets get into the monuments that had been gated off because there wasn't enough money. But there was enough money to put tents up, right, on the lawn, and to bring in illegal immigrants that were camping in the tents, and the president could go visit them, which means the Secret Service and the police had to be all over the place. We had enough money for that, right? We had enough money for him to entertain the illegals. We didn't have enough money to help vets who flew all the way across the country to be able to see the monuments. Think about that. So let's get this in our head. We can do this together. He said, we're also going to save countless American lives as we speak today, as I'm speaking right now, basically. Immigration officers are finding the gang members, the drug dealers, and the criminal aliens. If they happen to be parents of the kids or of kids, too bad. They go back. Where's the bleeding hearts? Look, you send a guy to jail for robbing a bank, armed bank robbery. The judge doesn't say, oh, well, wait a minute. He's got 9 kids at home. We can't send him to jail. That's what they're saying here. The fact that they came over legally means absolutely nothing to them. That they're a gang member or a drug dealer or both. Now, if you're doing those things, you are a criminal alien at the same time. Doesn't matter how many kids they have, or wives, or family, or payments, or anything. They're gone. They need to go. That's the right thing. That's the fair thing to do. And the news is not reporting this stuff fairly or honestly. So what does that make them? When somebody keeps telling lies on you, right? If you're constantly telling lies on me on the air or wherever, aren't you my enemy? I think it would be. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Be back in just a couple of minutes.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
You've got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do be involved in the conversation, seriously. Hit up the website, realside.com. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. I can't stand it. Hold on. I thought I was done with this. Always, again, pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, that thing was wrong, the information I got earlier. It was the worst Oscars in 9 years. I mean, not that it makes a difference, 8 or 9. And think about it. All these guys. No, they're not smart enough to sit at home and go, what did we do wrong? They're just not bright enough to do it. You know, years ago, Billy Crystal, when he was talking about the Oscars, he said, you know, nothing could take the sting out of the world's economic problems like watching millionaires give each other gold statues. It's a great line, isn't it? But isn't it, I mean, these guys, they're so hypocritical. They're living, they make millions of dollars faking it, right? They make millions of dollars playing people they aren't. Come on, think about this. And you go help them. You help them make all that money when you go see them. I really would love you people to stop supporting some of these yo-hos. If you've already bought the movies, no, you don't go smashing the DVD or anything. Like, don't be stupid. That's a waste of money. But, you know, you got to do something to hit them in the wallet. You got to do something to hit them in the pocketbook. So they're making millions of dollars. They have these fences around their homes. Wall, they're not fences, they're walls. Right? Remember, who was it? Nancy Pelosi. She was trying to back away from this a little bit. She goes, well, no, we never agreed to build. It wasn't walls. It was supposed to be a fence. Hey, yeah, because a fence is okay. Apparently a wall is not. I don't know what the difference is, really. But now these guys all have walls around their homes. And they have people with guns on their property. And they're protected by, you know, alarms, all kinds of things that would cost you and I some big bucks. So of course they don't care if you let illegals in. They don't think they're ever going to make it to their homes. I find that to be hypocritical. But, you know, I'm not the smartest guy in the room usually either. So again, I say to you, these people are out of hand. Let's talk about, what do I want to talk about now? George Ramos. Remember, you know who George Ramos, do I have to tell you who George Ramos is? Do really? He's the Univision senior anchor George Ramos, or Jorge Ramos. I don't even know how you would say that. Right? He declared on Friday that the United States, should I say it like he would say it? No. The United States belongs to Latino migrants. Emphatically stating to a Spanish-speaking audience that this is our country, not theirs. I mean, seriously. Siri is enjoying this very much. Yeah, so the Univision senior anchor, Jorge Ramos, declared on Friday that the United States, belong to Latino migrants. He emphatically stated that to a Spanish-speaking audience, that is, this is our country, not theirs. Come on. Is your blood boiling yet? Seriously. My Italian immigrant family, not one of them said, this belonged to Italia. Not one of them. Almost all of them love this country. They wanted to be here. My grandfather left. He went back. He liked Italy better. I don't know what it was. So Ramos took a unusual tack, pivoting from talk of diversity and togetherness into boast of conquest. Mass immigration, particularly illegal immigration, was a fait accompli. There's nothing the U.S. can do about it, he said. And they must accept the America is not their country, that illegal aliens, particularly Latinos, are not going to leave. They are here to stay. Right, in the old days, what would you say about that? Them's fighting words, right? They should still be fighting words. They should be even more of a reason to build a wall that much faster. I'm telling you, put a guard every 20 feet. Or you could do like the old Berlin Wall, right? You could have the wall. You could have that 20-foot dead man's stretch. And they have another wall with razor wire on the other side. So when they say, you know, the you can go over a fence with a ladder, they're probably right. He goes on to say, he says, I am an immigrant, just like you. Now, his speech has been translated by the Media Research Center, because he said it all in Spanish. He said, I'm a proud Latino immigrant here in the United States. He said, my name is Jorge Ramos, and I work at Univision and at the Fusion Network. And he says, and you know exactly what is going on here in the United States. There are many people who do not want us to be here and who want to create a wall in order to separate us No, we want to create a wall to keep us safe. We want to create a wall because you don't have a right just to come walking over into our property, onto our property, into our homes. But you know what, he said? This is also our country. He said, let me repeat this. Our country, not theirs. It is our country. We are not going to leave. We are nearly 60 million Latinos in the United States, he continued. And thanks to us, the United States each grows. And as we've seen, I am totally confused here. You know what I'm confused about? Black Lives Matter people say they've done all this work, that they're the reason that we're so prosperous, that they're in the fields picking stuff too. Maybe we should just put the Latinos and the illegal immigrants in the same state, not the Latinos, I'm sorry, the illegal immigrants and the Black Lives Matter people, let's lock them up in the same state, let them fight it out. What do you think? You good with that? This is just getting nuts. We're a great country. Look what they're doing. They're not talking about the melting pot that we have. They're not talking about all the ethnicities and the groups who came together to make this a great country. No, we did it. No, we did it. No, you did it. No, we did it. They're going through the whole thing that exactly makes what makes us terrible. Anyway, he goes on, when he goes on to say that this is our country, do you guys, does the hair on the back of your neck go up? Do you understand what he's saying? When they attack us, we already know what we're going to do. He says, we're not going to sit down. We will not shut up. We will not leave. That's what we're going to do. I'm going to watch that happen under Trump. Ramos gave a speech on Friday during the Premios Lo Nuestro, or our awards, on Univision. Ramos, who immigrated to the U.S. from Mexico, frequently portrays American law as unjust and prejudiced and supports open borders. Really? Then what is he doing in Mexico? Why doesn't he denounce his own country? Because they don't believe in any of that. That's called hypocrisy. And the Dems jump right on that. Oh, you know, this speech here, every Dem in Congress is going to learn how to speak Spanish now. You got 60 million Spanish people in this country. Latinos. I used to work with this person. And they were very Latino when they wanted to be. In front of certain crowds, they would roll their R's so you would know they were Latino. When they were in front of a more Caucasian crowd, they almost sound like they were from Texas. Seriously. Anyway, the taboo issue of an open border should be tackled, not now. Politically, it is impossible even to discuss that, he said. But I don't see why we can't have in Northern America the same immigration that they have within the European Union. Why didn't he say the same immigration that we have in Mexico? And by the way, the European Union, they're clamping down on that. France. France wants out of the European Union. There, mark my words, but mark the date and the time. Last minute of the last segment. France will be the next one to bow out of the European Union. They're electing people to make that happen. It's happening more and more in the countries there. They're looking more and more to pull out. It's not a good thing. Globalism does not easily work. The U.S. should not enforce its immigration laws, even after illegal aliens kill Americans, he said. Come on, is this getting under anybody's skin? The U.S. should not enforce the immigration laws even after illegal aliens kill Americans, he said during a CNN interview, because that would be completely unfair. No, let's only jail Americans that kill people, right? Let's only throw the book at them. It's completely unfair to enforce an immigration law even after an illegal alien kills somebody. Unreal. And he calls them the Rosa Parks of today. Because what they're doing is so honorable. I've almost seen your house just on the real side. I'm going to go throw up. I'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. We'll be back.